You are now listening to The Show with me.
Good. Hello, and welcome to The Show. It has been a hot minute since I've been in this studio. And today, I am joined by Rob and Sam Pearman. Gonna turn all of us down there a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that one.
All good.
We're gonna turn this into a.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be a travesty. This is a travesty.
Dude, it's good to be back.
We
gotta be honest.
Good to be back. We have all been out on fall break. I had a good 2 weeks. I don't know how much you guys had.
Splendid. 1 week.
You had a week, Rob. You have a week.
Oh, what?
Did you have a week for your spring break?
Yeah, and your
spring.
Spring?
Fall break.
Yeah, I had a week of actual break.
Yeah, I got it.
And then I have a week of half day. Well, two weeks of half days. 1 week has already passed.
Mm. Now I always time get for half
the
days.
Last just week of half days.
I spend half my day here, so I get half days at actual school, so it's great. But what did you guys do? I know Sam did one day because I was there with him.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Fear Farm for a bit.
Yeah, we went to the Fear Farm. Dude, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
I feel ripped off.
You feel
but
okay.
It was fun, but it was expensive. That's
I was
thing.
In Ladoga
was,
with my sister.
It was a little
It was
expensive.
A little overpriced. But
$30
very good.
$30 for a hayride and a run through a
corn maze.
Not a corn maze.
The corn maze was running through a barn that they had set up like a haunted house in.
Yeah.
And it was good.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Did you guys accidentally karate chop anybody?
I came close a couple times.
No, but I did a couple times just kind of look at something and be like, wow, that's a weird prop. I got a little closer and I'm like, oh, that's a person. Sorry to bother you.
Yeah, same thing for me. I would look in the corner and I'd see like, that's definitely a mannequin. And then it jumped off of the stool that it was standing on.
And you're like, oh.
And I was like, oh, no, never mind. I am in danger.
Yeah, I have a story that was back in sixth grade. We had a haunted hallway.
You had a haunted hallway?
Yes. For our Halloween social. All right. And so I'm going through, and there was a section where you had to crouch and crawl through a hole in a cardboard wall. And one of the teachers scared me, and I karate chopped her in the neck. Luckily, I was a sixth grader and didn't have any power.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of terrible things that can happen at haunted houses.
She was still breathing afterwards.
Well, that's a plus. What did you do other than
What did I do other
that?
Than
yeah,
that?
What did you do other than that?
Slept in.
Yep.
That was the major thing I did was just sleep in because, I mean, one you get 2 weeks off here, and our school has 1 week off for fall break. So for the other week that we weren't here, I got to sleep in until 9. So,
nice.
That was very fun. I love sleeping in.
I did a lot of oversleeping.
I slept a lot too. Yeah. Let's see. This was my daily schedule while I was at my sister's house.
Was there?
It was wake up at 2 to 6 p.m. and then play video games until 4 to 8 a.m. and then go to sleep.
Dude.
That is not normal.
No. Like, even I woke up at, like, 1 day, and then I ended up falling asleep at 1, like, 1 in the morning.
That's just not how I function.
I went to sleep at 1 in the morning, woke up at 1 in the afternoon. My sleep schedule suffered.
I am a sleeping atrocity.
Yeah. I had a...
Like, I've been up since 6 p.m.
Yeah.
All right. Isaac, at 4 a.m., he texted me on Xbox. He was like, hey, broski, you need to go to bed. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen at this point.
What do you mean I need to go to bed? You need to do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I woke up today.
So I played Siege until I went to bed.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, no, I didn't go to bed. I played Siege until I had to get ready to go to school. Right up to the last second.
Yeah.
Okay. I immediately got dressed, found a bag with all my school to put school stuff in, and then made me a glass of tea on the way out because I was thirsty, and didn't want water or milk. And so what if I miss the bus?
Yeah, it's fine. This is why I drive.
I do drive.
Yep.
We all drive to some extent.
I don't drive.
He doesn't drive.
I don't have a license. I don't even have a permit.
I feel like that's the thing that you should have right now as a senior in high school.
At this point, I might as well just wait until I'm 18 to get the 60-day.
Well, yeah.
This guy right in front of you, he's a grade below you, and he has a license.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
also 2 years younger, I believe.
We procrastinated getting me to driver's ed. Well, my grandparents, they were supposed to enroll me in driver's ed so that I could get cheaper insurance.
I was about to say,
They weren't gonna let me do any driver's test until I went through driver's ed.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. You have to do driver's ed to get your permit.
No, you don't have to do driver's ed, but
it does.
You do get lower permit. You do get lower insurance.
Yeah.
You do get lower insurance.
I'm glad I did my driver's ed because now I know what not to do and how to not be a jerk while I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't help but notice how other people are absolute jerks when they're driving.
Because
honestly, I think it's just common sense on how not to be a jerk while driving.
And yet, on my way here today, there was a...
Seven people cut you off.
No, not that. There was a Ford Explorer trailing like 5 feet behind me in my Honda Civic. And he had his brights on.
Oh, that's like the Ram 1500 with the brights on.
Yeah, and they're the LED headlights.
Shining right into your back mirror.
The bright LED headlights where even like the lowest settings are too bright to be on the road. And then they crank their high beams on and I can't see anything behind me. It's just a white glow on my rear views, my side mirrors.
Just like... And hey, is that the afterlife behind me?
Yeah, it was like, is the fog approaching? Is that what's happening? Has it finally caught up to me?
Taking a nice morning drive, and it's like, huh, the sun's a bit closer
than you.
Is this
the white light everybody talks about?
Am I finally going into it, or am I running away from it? I don't know. But it was so annoying, because I had to hit the brakes, because we were coming up to a red light, and this dude was not slowing down. So I had to move... out of the way. I turned into like the right turn lane because I was going right. This guy didn't slow down the entire time. He swerved around me and ran a red light, which was the funniest thing to me.
Was there a cop sitting there?
There was not a cop sitting there.
Oh, it would have been so good.
He
if there was
like an inch away from clipping another guy's mirror because he was turning to get around me, turning into the right turn lane, slowing down. He turned away from me into the left turn lane where there was a guy sitting at the light waiting to turn. So he swerves and he comes right before he turns back right to get into his lane. There's maybe like half a foot of space between the car in the left turn lane and the side of his Ford Explorer.
What an idiot.
I know.
Like it's always the big trucks.
The Explorer is like an SUV. The Explorer is an SUV. My mom drives an Explorer.
You want to know who drives a Ford Explorer?
Jeremiah.
Calling him out.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
I don't know.
He drives a Ford Explorer.
You were talking about that. It just reminded me of a time I was on my way to school one day, and there was this truck in front of me. It's this big lifted truck with the wide wheels that should not be on that thing.
Yeah.
For no reason. Bunch of stickers in the back, bright LEDs in the front, and I'm driving. It's going pretty good. Dude is basically kissing the bumper of the guy right in front of him, and I'm like, man, this guy is going to do something stupid. He's moving all around the road. Like, this is ridiculous. We get
sounds
up to...
drunk.
No. He's just, I don't know.
Just a bad driver.
Sounds drunk.
Bad driver. No. So, we're about to turn right. Dude goes around the guy in front of him on the curve and speeds off. Take it. This is at like 6 o'clock in the morning, so it's pitch black, foggy.
Man's just trying to get home after a night out.
No, he's going somewhere. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, could have been working a night shift at the hospital.
Maybe not in... Where I live, it's all country.
No.
So,
he's just trying to get home after a bender.
So as he's, I mean, you don't know what in the world's out there at that time. Like, where I live, there are deer everywhere at that time. Like, the amount of times I've driven to here and just seen deer hanging out on the side of the road, not like one or two, but like 10 or 20, just hanging out.
Just chilling.
Just chilling there. Running across the road like they own the place. They kind of do. Kind of, they don't pay rent. Hey.
We can fix that. Just straight pipe your car, and then they won't go.
Okay, but
they won't go there anymore.
About deer to me is like they hear a twig snap in the woods, and they are out of there faster than you saw them. And then they see a 2-ton machine, like literally 2 tons of steel and American engineering barreling towards them at 100 miles per hour, and they stand there dead eyed like they can't see it.
It's like, hey, what's that?
I don't know.
Bang.
Deer have to be some of the stupidest animals.
Some of the smartest, and yet some of the dumbest creatures.
They're like me.
No, they're just stupid with a fear factor, which is their only survivability.
Yeah.
Like, they're stupid, are scared, and have antlers. Yeah. That is the only thing that allows them to be able to survive. And
bucks are scary, though.
Well, yeah, because they're just angry deer.
They're big, and they're going to... They're going to get you.
Yeah, they're going to get you.
Maybe.
There is one behind you right now.
He's in the back seat.
He's in the back seat.
Oh, my God.
He's got a plastic bag.
You cannot hide from him. He knows where you are. But they are like, big, big.
They're
scary.
Have you ever seen a moose?
I wonder moose? What a buck would look like if they started lifting.
They can't.
Bad. It would be terrifying.
They can't. But have you
seen... No. Imagine if a buck could lift.
They can't.
Yeah, it would be just as bad as if any other animal could lift. Like. Just as bad as if any other animal could lift.
Oh, that would be scary.
But a moose?
Canadian moose, yeah.
Imagine a moose lifting.
Oh, my God.
Stop with the lifting animals, Doug. The moose is big enough on its own. It's like, it stands taller than, like, cars.
It is... huge.
It's a huge it's the last surviving species of North American megafauna.
Yeah, I wonder why. Because it's
gigantic.
Don't we still have elk?
It can't.
Well, elk aren't megafauna anymore.
They're not?
No, they shrunk down over time.
Oh.
They're a little...
They evolved to get smaller with the atmosphere changes.
But moose, Mike.
Like
moose big.
I think that the plural for moose should be meese.
Meese?
Just saying
moose
the way
big.
That goose is geese.
No.
Moose big.
No, that is not...
Why do you say a herd of moose?
A herd of
moose. Meese.
Moose. Hey, look, there's some moose over there.
Mooses.
There's some meese.
No, there's some moose.
Mooses. It's funnier to say.
There's some goose over there. You see the problem?
Sounds like...
Hey,
it sounds incorrect.
Listen,
so like,
goose
I know that it's grown.
Sounds like you're a New Yorker.
No.
Yeah, like, it's like,
hey, look at that. Look at those goose...
Yeah, it's grammatically correct, but it sounds incorrect.
Saying there's a bunch of goose over there is like, what? It sounds like something you'd say at like a family food gathering. Just like, hey.
Hey, we got goose over there.
We got mooses over here.
We got meese over there.
We got meese over there and goose over there.
Get yourself a big spoonful of moose while you're
at it. It's like why the plural of deer is deer. Why the plural of fish is fish.
What? Do you want...
Yeah, because fishes sound silly.
So does
Do you
deers.
Want the plural of deer to be dare?
No one said that, Rob. You just made that up out of thin air.
Wolves,
yeah.
Cats, we get cats.
Cats.
Dogs, we get dags. Hey, there's some dog
dags?
Over there.
Dags.
There's a couple cat over there.
No.
It doesn't work.
That's...
Mooses.
Okay, I see your
There's
point.
A couple moose over there. Moose is the singular. It should not be the plural. Same thing with goose.
I don't care.
That's why goose is geese.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Moose should be meese.
What do you not geese? Care about, Rob? What do you...
I don't care about geese.
Okay.
Geese are terrifying.
They are. They're very scary.
They can break your legs with flapping their wings.
Canadian
and
geese,
I can break their neck with my leg.
Okay.
I mean, if you hit it in the right spot.
Maybe, but... Think about geese.
Hey, quick PSA to anybody listening. Do not attack
Don't
a goose.
Don't kick the goose.
Do not attack
Don't
a goose.
Don't kick the goose.
Do not provoke a goose. Do not try to in
just
any way scare
just
a goose.
Don't go anywhere near the goose.
Okay.
Unless you
just
have a
avoid
gun,
the goose
do
at all
not
costs.
Go after a goose.
No. Not even then. Just don't attempt
Don't
the
try.
Goose.
Don't
attempt
try.
The goose.
Listen, do not provoke the goose. You will not win. That is how it is.
You are
that is
destined
how...
to fail. It's the same thing with an ostrich.
That is
no, it's the same thing with the buck that's in the back seat of your car.
Yeah.
That's how history has provided it. Goose will always win any yes. battle it's in.
Mm-hmm. Hence the reason that there are a lot
in the
of
ancient text.
Hence the reason there are a lot of folk stories
hence
about a giant goose
all
protecting
goose,
a golden egg.
Geese and gooses shall win any battle just waged upon them.
That's the 11th commandment.
Yes.
The goose
and so
always
Joseph,
wins.
And Joseph? Oh.
I don't remember Joseph. Who it was.
Oh, I tried to call Moses Joseph.
Joseph?
Joseph.
And so Joseph brought down the 11 commandments.
I have with me the 15, the 10 commandments. I think, I can't remember what movie that was from. But what are we talking about again?
We were talking about, okay, so we started off with fall break and ended up at Goose.
We ended up with
correct. Joseph. We ended
we're
with
not
Joseph.
Going to Joseph. We're not going there.
We ended with Joseph.
What was the what's the plural? Like mouse has mice. That just made the word shorter.
Yeah, it did. That is.
Are there any other animal plurals that make the word shorter?
Not that I can really think of.
Sheep is sheep.
Yeah, sheep is still
sheep.
Sheep
is shep.
No, it's not.
Shut up, Rob.
A single shep.
Hey, look but at those got, shep over there.
I mean, cows. Horses, horses.
Yep.
Pig is pigs. Chicken is chicken.
Calves is
chickens.
Veal.
It is chickens. That's a weird. That's another thing. It's like considering the naming convention of like anything ending
calves
in
are veal
or oos is supposed to be like plural, right?
Mm-hmm.
It should just be. There's some chicken over there. We got three chicken over there. It sounds right, but it's not.
Like I said, you see, you only use that kind of
it's
terminology.
Context.
You use that terminology whenever you're at, like, a food place.
Yeah. It's all about context.
Hey, do you see? Jimmy brought in a boatload of chicken. Yeah. You know? It's not a boatload of chickens.
What's the
that
plural of tray?
That they're,
of what?
Of tray.
Probably trays.
Why is this important?
Trees.
I was in the middle of talking about chickens, man.
The plural of trees.
Yeah.
Grass
is grease.
Okay.
Leaf is leaves. So that just takes out the F and adds V-E-S.
Yeah, that's,
no.
It changes the letter. It's
leaf,
same thing with
plural
wolves.
Makes me want to leave the room.
Wolf? Wolves.
Yeah.
It just changes to a V. Wolves.
It
doesn't sound right.
Cloves.
It's
wolves is a verb.
I think it's just the way that the English language is made.
And
it's
the
very,
English language is made very poorly.
It's made
all languages.
Okay, listen, it's made
all languages have their
to
flaws.
Be understood if you understand it from the start. Like if you get it from the get go, like you grow up learning it, you're not gonna have a trouble.
Yeah,
with it. You're not gonna have a problem with it.
But,
it's
still a stupid.
You
want to
learn English?
It's,
have fun.
Yeah. It's very.
You're not
difficult.
Doing it.
It's difficult because there's just so many different.
My grandma just brought up a
things.
Great point. What about dice?
Dice.
No, the plural of dice
is die.
No, actually, die is singular. Dice is the plural.
I swear, it keeps changing anytime I talk to anybody.
Dice
it's a
is
die.
Plural.
It's like it's a 20-sided die, and then I have several dice.
Like any,
I just mispronounce die and say dice.
Yeah, that's on. No,
yeah,
I just want to say,
I got some dice here. I've got a dice.
Yeah, I feel
slice
like,
and dice.
It's got to be based on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Anybody I talk to is like, oh, die is the multiple. You know, I've got a pair of die right here.
And
no. I talk to somebody else, and it's like, I got a pair of dice. It's
I
like,
got some dice.
Who's...
It changes with everybody.
I got some dice, and this is a singular die.
It's a Mandela effect, I guess.
But what I don't like about it is die just sounds like you're trying to kill somebody.
Yeah. I've got a die right here.
I feel like...
I'm going to roll to see how I do it.
It's not a Mandela effect. It's just a slang.
Yeah, but it's not really slang either. I think it's people being taught wrong.
It's
like taught the wrong version of it.
But it still means the same
it's
thing.
Like
it means
my,
the same
it's like
thing
my
either
friend
way.
Jamie and how he says it's punch buggy and not slug bug.
It is both.
It's both.
Is slug bug.
I call
not
it punch,
punch
buggy.
Buggy.
It is,
I call it punch buggy.
I will fight till I die.
It is literally both of them. They both
I
involve
do not
you.
Care.
It depends on where you're from in the U.S.
Yeah.
It is slug bug.
Kind of like the whole chart of, like, what do you call a soda? Do you call it a soda? Do you call it soda pop? Just pop? Mm-hmm. Coke? Like, it's just the way things are.
You know what they call ice cream cones in Vermont?
What?
Creamies.
That is not it. That is ice cream.
No.
That's the wrong word to use. That's what they call it.
So bad.
I know, but that's what they call it.
Ice cream.
It's ice cream. Everywhere else, it's ice cream. Vermont is weird.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about Vermont because I don't like Vermont.
We're going to drop the subject of Vermont.
If you're from Vermont,
we're dropping the subject of Vermont.
I am so sorry.
We're dropping the subject of Vermont.
You've said that three times, dog.
We're dropping the subject of Vermont.
That doesn't
you
mean
keep
say it
saying
before.
It, and then you keep bringing
stop
it up.
We're dropping
it.
Stop
the
saying
subject.
It. If you stop saying it, we can.
Okay, jeez, man.
My mom just
dropping the subject.
Dude. My mom had a reply to you fighting until you die that it's slug bug. My mom had a what do you come back to that? She said he will fight till he dies.
I'm leaving.
Yes.
I'm gonna get up. And I'm going to walk out.
This episode's a train wreck. First episode back after a
two-week
break.
This is reminding me of a certain episode of a show I run.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun one.
What would that be?
Game.
Yeah.
I don't want to repeat that episode.
No, that episode was a mistake, I think. We had two,
and you see, this is why
polar opposites. Say,
I just want to shout out to Miles real quick. This is why we don't replace you.
Miles is not listening.
This is why
you are.
We don't make filler episodes anymore.
You are an irreplaceable aspect of the show.
Remember, no, that's not it. That's not it. It's just we need the champion to keep things on track.
Yeah,
and if not, we're going to go.
We're going to
off
go
the
off.
Rails. Like on Sam's show.
When's that on, Sam?
It's Wednesday.
At what time?
8:30 to 9:15.
Is it on this week?
Yeah.
There you go.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
No, I took it off the air.
Good to know, Rob. You can't tell me what to do.
I removed your show from the list.
You can't tell me what to do.
It's my show now.
No more.
You cannot tell me what to do. I've got a license, you don't.
We canceled it.
You don't have a license?
Yes, I do.
He has a driver's license.
Yeah, I
oh,
do.
Driver's
you
license.
Don't.
Okay, I thought.
You don't even have your learner's permit.
Dog, I can whip out my license right
I
now
have
and
a
show you.
License to hunt turkey.
Congratulations.
Well, no, I have a permit to hunt turkey.
And you can't even drive? Wow, wow.
They let you handle a firearm, but they don't let you handle a vehicle.
Ah, man.
I mean, arguably,
the vehicle is more dangerous.
No.
Yeah, it's just a couple of tons of steel driving down concrete.
Yeah, the other's very, very speedily moving projectiles.
And then there's a very fast, giant vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the projectiles are faster.
Yeah, but I prefer the. I prefer the sound of two-ton metal death machine.
Oh,
two-ton metal death machines do make great sounds.
It also should be a band name.
Two-ton metal death machine.
It should be a band name. I've had this conversation with my mom before. It was an album that some band did at some point, but it's not a band.
It's not.
And it should be.
Mm.
But I'm not going to use it.
Make that a band name. Whoever, yeah. Whoever's thinking of starting a band, make that your band name.
Yeah, I've got
and
a band.
And then fight everybody else who listened to this episode and made that their band name so that you can be the sole person with that band name.
Yep. You use that. Anybody listening who has a band and they're still deciding their name, Two-Ton Metal Death Machine. I solved it for you. You could be a smooth jazz band.
Two-Ton Metal Death Machine.
You could be a rapper.
Two-Ton Metal Death Machine.
Anything. Yeah. Just two-ton metal death machine.
It can kind of work with anything,
yeah.
Really. Like, that's pretty... It's pretty broad as a statement.
It's like Muzak.
Yeah.
Like elevator music, but they're called two-ton metal death machine.
Well, yeah, because that's basically what an elevator
in
is.
That is what an
play,
elevator
in
is.
Our elevator. Two-ton metal death machine.
They don't...
And then it's... But
that's the thing. They don't have producer tags in
they
elevators.
They don't have producer tags in
they
the
don't
elevator.
Do that.
I think it would be funny if someone Shazammed some, like, Muzak, because they want to listen to it while they're working or whatever, and then they see two-ton metal death machine pop up.
And they're like, huh.
Yeah,
interesting and unique.
Two ton. Oh no, it's called Two Ton Death Machine, and it's not. It's not Two Ton Metal Death Machine.
No, oh, you hear that? Death Machine. The name's open. Use it.
And it's by Localized Area of Evil.
Yeah, I might have to listen to that song then, or that album. Is it a song or an album? Is it a single?
Album, I think. Nope, it appears to be a song.
All right, well, I know what I'm listening to
there's
on the drive.
There's also one called... No, there's a band called Austrian Death Machine.
I mean...
Wait a second.
Nope, we're going to move on.
We're going to move right past that.
We're going to move on to... Geese again, I guess.
Geese? No, I don't want to talk about geese.
We're not talking about geese again.
I mean, what else happened on fall break that we can talk about then?
Really nothing much. I mean, it is...
a lot of sleeping, a lot of games.
It's definitely becoming fall.
Yeah. I mean, I listened to a lot of Ice Cube.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 came out, the game on the PS5.
If you have a PlayStation.
If you have a PlayStation 5.
I played Siege.
I mean, upcoming this Friday, I know in video game news...
I bought the Ghostbusters car in GTA 5.
Congratulations. But as I was saying, in game news, this Friday, if you are a fan of the hit game Titanfall, there is an announcement from Respawn. Could be Titanfall
maybe
3.
Maybe Titanfall 3
I
after
am
several years.
What? Crossing my fingers.
Who knows?
And maybe it'll be... Hey. Also, there's a movie
Let's
coming
hope
out.
It's still good.
Yeah, still waiting for Portal 3.
That'll never happen. Sorry
I
to
wish.
Break it to you.
But
Gabe
Newell
has
forgotten how to make games.
What if we got Team Fortress 3?
Should have happened a while ago. Dude, Valve will never release a game with 3 in the name.
Yeah,
they even made Left 4 Dead and Back 4 Blood. They didn't even put 2 in that one.
Yeah.
They skipped 3. They went 4.
What?
The number 4 is in the title.
Because it makes better... It rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah, but like they don't even... In every Valve title... There has not been a single one that has the number 3 in it. There's been 1, 2, and 4, but we've never gotten 3.
Because they just don't know how to make
three
a third.
They don't know how
bad.
To make a third game.
3 is just bad.
Well,
I mean, Halo 3 was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Except for that.
Black Ops 3.
I didn't like that one.
Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
The new one's coming out soon. The reboot for Modern Warfare 3
that
is coming out.
Be...
Got a new zombies game mode that's open world, which is something really cool.
That
the zombies
no
for Modern Warfare 3.
But it's no longer round-based.
It's not round-based, but it's open world.
Garbage.
Open world, and it's like Warzone, apparently. So basically what they did is they made
Zombies Warzone.
They made Zombies Ghosts of Tarkov.
Oh, no. Okay. You mean Escaping Tarkov?
Escape from Tarkov, whatever.
Yeah.
There's two titles.
Okay,
that's
interesting. I would like... I don't know how I feel about that, because...
It looks good, because it's canon.
I mean...
It's not a separate timeline anymore. Soap McTavish is one of the playable characters.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of like the being
a
separate thing, though.
Yeah, like, I did too. But the cinematic, the trailer that they had, it opens with the original four guys, just skeletons.
Just hanging around?
Skeletons at a card table with a big, like, bottle of, like, the stuff that starts the thing.
Oh, hardest image known to mankind, I bet.
Yeah, it is pretty cool looking. Ooh. It was my backdrop for a little while on my, for my lock screen on my computer.
It was good. It like, might be good. I'm really...
Yeah, I'm hoping it's good.
I'm really looking for a good story game.
Yeah.
Recently. Because there's not
a
battle.
The campaign better be good.
Have you heard about the King Kong game?
Oh,
have you seen anything for
do
that?
Do not get me started on Rise of Kong.
Dude.
The King Kong game for almost $40, and it looks...
Hey, $40, that's a steal when most games are $60 to $80.
It's $40, and it looks like a PlayStation 2 title.
No, it doesn't even look
That's lovely.
No. It doesn't look like a PlayStation 2 title. It looks like a PSP ripoff.
Not even that. It looks like a mobile game.
Oh, okay, well then...
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you right now. Rise of Kong.
Okay. To give you some
Skull Island Rise of Kong.
Okay.
Is the worst game to have come out this year.
Oh, right. Okay, I saw screenshots of it. It looks absolute garbage.
Okay, to give some context, there's some DLC skins you can get for Kong. They all look the same and they are all low poly. They're so low quality.
There's like two poly.
I would like to introduce you first to the cover art for the game.
Okay, let's see the cover art.
Which looks...
Okay, honestly...
That makes it look good. That makes it look good.
That looks like a playable game.
However, this creature...
That is Kong.
That looks like Bigfoot. Kong.
Yes, and he looks like Bigfoot.
Looks like Bigfoot.
Not only that, but like the scale... Like,
look at the game Finding Bigfoot, and he looks like Bigfoot.
Do you want to know the funniest thing here about this creature in this game? It was made in 12 months.
That looks like a VR...
They made this game in 12... It looks like an Oculus Quest game is what it looks like. Yeah,
it looks like a VR VR chat.
Yeah, avatar. It does. It looks like VR chat.
Just like... It reminds me of the Kronk VR avatar.
Yeah, the Kronk. No, Sam?
That's not even the worst thing. Just the quality of the game, but also the cutscenes. There is one thing that's like blowing up everywhere with a cutscene where Kong is just like staring at this velociraptor thing. Gets like a weird flashback. All it is a PNG plastered onto the screen. Not even like an actual cutscene. Just PNG picture of this raptor thing. And it is the most out of place, most haphazard, like middle school grade play. Oh,
it's like that raptor meme.
I don't think so.
No, it's I don't.
I have no idea what you're referring to, and I don't know if I want to.
You know the image of the raptor with the claw. Early, and it's like the dark and light green.
The velociraptor from 10 years ago.
10 years ago, dog. That was at like start of the internet age.
Yeah.
It wasn't 10 years ago.
Oh, it was a
it
while
was before
actually, yeah.
then.
Yeah, it was still 2010s, I'd say.
Yeah, it was like it looks like a middle schooler was working on a high school level project but didn't know where to put the picture, so they put it on a separate slide.
They did all of those cutscenes in Windows Movie Maker.
Oh my gosh, it was so they
made it in Microsoft Paint.
Probably.
It was so funny to see it at first, but the more I kept seeing it, the more I realized that is just sad.
And it's a scam to make that game worth $40.
Yeah, like all the other King Kong games.
It. Don't pay.
If you've
Don't
ever
pay.
Seen...
The first King Kong, the last King Kong game we've had before this one came out 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is, and then the one that we get next is an absolute travesty.
Not only that, but like the scaling the game tries to put it on makes Kong look like Curious George.
Yeah.
He's so tiny. Like, he is supposed to be massive, hulking gorilla. Why is he so tiny?
They make him look like a little
son of Kong.
They make him
look like a little guy.
They make him look like a child.
I mean, at this point in the game, in the story, he is, but...
Oh.
But, like, they made him look smaller than what he should be.
Even as a baby, he was supposed to be, like, almost 200 feet tall.
Yeah, and he looks 50 feet. Tall, yeah. Which still,
not even he looks like he's 3 feet tall.
He looks like a toddler.
It's terrible scaling.
It's it is.
And there are so many better games that can absolutely convey that scale, like with minimal effort too. They're like, it's one of my favorite things that I've noticed recently is a game called Earth Defense Force 4.5.
Oh, yeah. That is a good one.
Where they have a... there's like a perk or something in it where there's just a giant robot.
Mm-hmm.
And they convey that pretty well.
Yeah, that's
Is this the game I'm thinking of where it's a horde shooter?
Yeah.
With bugs?
Yeah, with bugs.
Bugs, robots, dragons.
And kaiju?
Whatever you can think of.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bunch of stuff.
A YouTuber did a review on this. And I watch that YouTuber a lot.
Russian Badger?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, that game does
I
want to
play that game.
It does that scaling justice. Yeah. And
there are so many games.
That is more of a fever dream game, though, than the last episode of game.
But I mean, have you played Armored Core 6 yet?
Armored Core? No, I have not. But
that does scale pretty well.
That scales pretty well. And one game that I'm still kind of hooked on, Titanfall 2, scales.
Scales great.
Scales the machine, the story, and the environment. So well. Okay.
Have you seen there was a Gundam game that they tried making a while ago? And it looks it looks like it would play very well, but they didn't do the scaling right.
Yeah, it's basically Overwatch, but with Gundams.
It looks like it's just regular guys wearing power armor.
It's not. It's meh. It's pretty good.
It's,
okay.
it's like Fallout 76.
Yeah.
Two guys who are max level with all the best loot are just going at it.
Yeah.
Power armored up.
It's bad.
Like, it's pretty meh. I'll say it's meh.
I'm pretty sad about the quality of the stuff that we've been getting recently.
Yeah.
It's, bro, I mean, we've had a few, like,
game
diamonds in the rough.
Game manufacturers have just been like, okay, let's promise all this stuff but not deliver whatsoever and then charge them $120.
Cyberpunk.
You guys like battle passes?
Oh, battle passes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys want a battle pass?
You guys want a... You guys want microtransactions? You guys want crates? You guys want to have an item shop?
I would take crates and loot boxes over shops and battle passes.
No, but here's my favorite thing. Rainbow Six Siege.
What, alpha packs?
They don't let you just buy items directly from a store. You have to spin a wheel. You have to spend money that you would spend on... You could spend as much money as you spent buying the game on a wheel spin, and you could get, like... a skin for your gun.
Yeah.
You get, like, a wrap.
That's ridiculous. That's a little silly.
They need to make an item shop. You have all this money. Or what do they call it? Renown?
Renown, yeah.
And they just don't let you spend it in, like, an actual shop. They make you open up a pack that you have to unlock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they make you save up to, like 120-something thousand, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, 180,000. I'm not sure. But they make you buy a 50-pack.
Yeah. You can't just buy one.
Where you have to buy 50 alpha packs.
Yeah.
And you have to take them open. You got to open them up all individually.
Yeah. It's a terrible system.
Honestly.
I just buy operators and earn the alpha packs myself.
Yeah.
I honestly just bring back in-game progression.
Yeah.
Bring back normal... You play the game, you get rewarded for playing the game.
Diamond in the Rough, Battle Bit Remastered.
Although, Siege is on its, it's ending with,
life support.
Well, no,
it's on a decline.
It's on its last operators.
Yeah, it's on a decline
they're,
right
they're putting in their last three operators.
Yep, and then they're stopping the whole thing, I think.
Then what else are Ubisoft supposed to do? What are they going to make next?
No idea.
A good game?
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, it could be. Who knows? One thing that I have been upset about recently is Battlefield.
Mm. Yeah.
2042. Oh,
yeah. 2042, yeah. I like it, but I also don't.
It's a thing now where I'm just like, games now are taking what did well... when they first made the game, and then they're just ruining it.
Yeah, because they're trying to be newer, trying to monetize it, trying to make it look flashy, but then you play it and it's like, just because it's flashy doesn't
make it look good. Great in the trailers, and then it doesn't play like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite actually does a great job of conveying the game in the trailers and then actual gameplay.
Yeah, like,
it's good.
One major thing that made it come back was no build.
Yeah, the zero build.
That's the only reason I'm ever willing to play Fortnite.
People hated the game because of how bad it was when you got put with players against players who knew how to build. And then you end up in a... Then they take it away for a few days to see if people like this new game mode.
And
people loved it.
Yeah, because...
A third of their player base is now only doing no builds.
Which is
nuts to me.
Yeah, because no one wants to play against a guy.
Although I still don't play
constantly
Fortnite.
Making boxes. No one wants to do that. That's
No one wants to get cranked on.
I would prefer to engage in combat rather than just sit back and watch a guy build the entire New York City skyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's not fun. I'm not actually able to get in and do something.
But it's always fun when you can actually do stuff.
Yeah,
and that's the thing that. Modern games are forgetting when they make the games. Interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just trying to make it look like... They're trying to make it look nice so that they can get money off of it, but they fail to make, like, a game out of it.
It doesn't function as a, I'm actually playing the game.
Yeah.
Like, most battle royales are just run around until you find someone, if you find someone, and fight for a little bit, then run around, see if you can find anybody else.
Yeah.
It's
Fortnite does it because they make you push in, they scatter out, right? It's an evenly distributed map, right?
Yeah.
They have better locations for better stuff.
Better.
And they have a fantastic boss fight system.
Bosses?
Yeah, they have bosses.
They added bosses now?
They've had bosses.
When?
Since like chapter 2.
Oh my gosh.
Chapter 2 was I still can't get over the fact chapter 2 came out when I was in like 6th grade.
Yeah. It's been around for a while. It was the big thing.
Chapter 1 was
came out when I was like 8th grade.
Yeah, you're 2 years ahead of me.
Yeah.
You're a junior, I'm a senior.
Ah, so maybe I was 7th grade. Who knows? I was in middle
school. Because I remember in 6th grade, Fortnite had just started popping off.
Yeah.
It came out
I was in
like,
middle school.
It came out in 2016 as a beta.
No, the thing. 2018 was the Battle Royale. 2011 was Save the World.
Oh.
And that did not do well. But then they released the Battle Royale.
Yeah,
I
remember watching some YouTube videos on the Save the World mode. I was like, that looks cool.
It looks fun, but now they've completely abandoned it, and it makes me sad. Mm-hmm. It looks good because you could still make free V-Bucks off of it, though. Yeah, that's still around.
Ooh, that's cool.
Wait, that's a way you can make V-Bucks?
Yeah, you can just play Save the World. They just give you... Only if you had bought it in the time that it was purchased.
Yeah.
But now that it's free to play, you can't get it anymore. I paid for it, so I can still make the V-Bucks off of it.
Oh, that is... You can just get up one night and just grind and get V-Bucks. That's crazy.
Well, we're running out of time, so I think I'm just going to end it right now. Thank you guys for listening into the show. We've been back after like 2 weeks out, and I think that this was an absolute train wreck of a first episode back. But you know what? I'll see you next week. Maybe it'll be better. Bye.